Mises University is the culmination of our student programs, and what we want to do is first of all recognize all the summer fellows. Okay, so there are 10 summer fellows. They've been here since May, and we'd like to give them a nice round of applause. Would they all please stand up? I don't know why Bob Murphy is standing up. He hasn't been a summer fellow here for 12 years, but whatever floats his boat. Okay, now I'd like to talk a little bit about the oral exam, or according to Guido, the Mündliche Prüfung. This is an optional exam for an honor certificate. Now, this is Guido's Latin phrase. Viva voce examination has always been and is still the standard form of examination in Central Europe. A jury of professors engaged each examinee in a tough 10-minute question and answer session. 85 students took the written preliminary exam here. Of those, 21 were chosen for the oral exams, which were given today, with the results of failing, passing, and passing with honors. The student voted most learned, that's not my word, that's Guido's, by the faculty, receives the Douglas E. French Prize of $2,500. George and Joelle Eddy prizes of $1,500 and $750 go to the second and third places, respectively. Thank you to these donors for making this possible. Okay, this is my favorite part of this conference, announcing the winners and those who have distinguished themselves in the exam. 11 students passed the oral exam. 7 more passed with honors. When I call your name, please stand and remain standing. And everyone, please hold your applause. The certificates of recognition will be at the registration table in the first floor ward library. So first of all, the people who passed the oral exam, which is very, very rigorous and nerve-wracking, and it's fun for us to give. Okay, we've been sweating up there all week. Now you were sweating. So those who passed are Matthew Advent, please stand. Hold your applause. David Bourne, please stand up. That's it. Remain standing. Joseph Diedrich, Jared Hausman, Alexander Kelly, Daniel Bennett, Ryan Griggs, Andrew Herbiner, Blaine Kelly, Jan Skapa, and Christopher Zimmy. Okay, let's hear it for all of them. Congratulations to you all. Those who passed with honors are as follows: Jim Chapello, Daniel Costa, Edgar Duarte Aguilar, Michael Leahy, Jonathan Newman, Matt Schaefer, and Wolf von Layer. Please stand up. Yeah. Applause. Oh, okay, that was the applause. It says it here. I guess I'm supposed to wait. Anyway, I would first like to announce the third prize in the oral exams. The George and Joelle Eddy third prize of $750 goes to Michael Leahy. Michael, please come up. All right, Mike.
Yeah, Michael.
The George and Joelle Eddy second prize of $1,500 goes to Daniel Costa.
Yeah.
Check is in there. The sponsor of our first prize, Doug French, is out of town, but sends his congratulations to the winner. The Douglas E. French first prize of $2,500 goes to Jim Chapello.
Woo! Yeah! Ow!
Congratulations. Thanks, Joe. Yeah. Good job, Mike.
All right. Our program tonight will be closed by three-time chess match loser Tom Woods.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I beat Walter. That's what matters, right? All right. Well, look, I said at the beginning this is my favorite week of the year, so this is my saddest day of the year to see everybody leave and have to say goodbye after having such a great week together. But let's first acknowledge the people who made this possible. First of all, in the most fundamental sense, the donors who generously give to the Mises Institute. Then, of course, there are these awesome geniuses who in this environment are like rock stars, but tomorrow they go back to being ordinary, mundane human beings. Our wonderful faculty here. Now, I personally have either the blessing or the curse of being at many, many conferences, and I compare them all to Mises conferences, which go smoothly, nothing goes wrong. If something does go wrong, it's fixed so fast you didn't even notice it went wrong. And that's due entirely to the unbelievable staff here at the Mises Institute. Miracles happen because of these people. But finally, most of all, the hero of the Mises Institute, who is, I believe, behind these bricks over here, if he's still there. If not, that's okay. We can do it in his absence. The great Lou Rockwell. Thank you, Lou. All right, he is here. Yeah. All right, now before I close and let you all go, I just want you to take a minute to think over what just happened to you this week. I mean, this week you learned an awful lot from some smart people. You made a lot of friends with some other smart people. You watched me have victory followed by defeat after defeat after defeat on the chessboard. On Monday, some of you went with us to karaoke. You saw Bob do karaoke. You saw me do karaoke, but because there's no YouTube of it, it never happened. A lot of you folks got to know Judge Napolitano this week, and what an experience that was. And then last night, we had the experience of going to this wonderful concert where the guitarist is wearing a Rothbard shirt and the singer is shouting out to the Mises Institute in the crowd. This is a world Mises and Rothbard couldn't have imagined, and it's the world we're living in right now. So what I'm going to leave you with is one of my favorite characters in literature is Boxer the horse in Animal Farm, because Boxer would always say, no matter what the problem was, he would say, "I will work harder." That was his answer. "I will work harder." Now, it's true, then he was carted off to be euthanized. So the parallel isn't entirely exact. But as you leave here, remember, support the Mises Institute, carry out its mission in your own lives, and work harder. And we'll see you all next year when we do it again. Thank you.